So, good afternoon. So, my teacher, Eric Kolvig, often talked about how the cultivation of the heart is basically to create a heart that's ready for anything. And so, today I want to offer a combination of forgiveness and compassion practice. So, rather than having you stand up unless you want to, I'm going to have us go through the whole heart connection practice of connecting to the earth, the sky, and ancestors to support us as we do our practice together. So just go ahead and find a comfortable position, either on your chair or cushion or standing. Whatever feels best for you right now. If you need to lie down, that's totally okay too. So taking a couple of nice deep breaths in and out to allow you to fully arrive here this afternoon. You might have been walking outside or taking a nap or participating in the mindful movement. So once again, transitioning back into stillness. And whatever posture you're taking right now, feel if you can your connection to this earth through the floor of this building, through the next level down, all the way down to the ground. Allowing yourself to feel the pull of gravity, affirming your belonging to this planet. And it's this connection to this planet that connects all of us. So feeling your feet on the ground, you're sitting on the floor, the contact of your body parts to the ground. If you're lying down, the same. Just fully allowing the ground to support you. If you're sitting in a chair, you can even lean back, just relax and rest into the chair. Feel that support. You're being held by Mother Earth. And now establishing a connection through the crown of your head up to the sky, connecting to the sky, the universe, the heavens. And here you are, resting between earth and the heavens. This precious being that you are. Now, seeing if you can, connecting to your ancestors, your wise and bright ancestors, both blood and cultural, who have your back always. We may not necessarily know who they are, but that doesn't really matter. And it's upon their shoulders that we stand. And I invite you to cultivate a trust to know that they're there to always support you. They have your back. So with the support of the earth beneath you, the sky above you, and the ancestors at your back, see if you can touch into that place deep inside you, that that I call the true heart. And the light that's generated through that, through your Buddha nature, your innate goodness, allowing that light to flow in front of you, behind you, to your sides, filling this room with the light of your Buddha nature, connecting us to each other, creating this beautiful web. Our collective innate goodness. And within this collective innate goodness of light, connecting with yourself right now, being aware of the quality of your body, heart, and mind in this moment. As you check in with your body, just noticing any areas of tension or stress, and maybe inviting a deep breath there to just create a little bit more space from the inside out. Allowing yourself to rest deeper into the back of the chair or the cushion or the floor. And also noticing any areas that feel spacious and open in your body. Now taking a moment to check out the quality of your heart right now. Does that feel open and spacious? Does it feel a little tight, a little clenched, or somewhere in between? However, the state of your heart in this moment is totally okay. Let's see if you can meet whatever it is that you find there with as much kindness and compassion as you can. Now, gently checking out the quality of your mind right now. And whatever state your mind is also most welcome here. Just noting what it is in this moment. So as we begin to do the formal practice of forgiveness, if it feels helpful to you to connect with your heart, you can just gently place your hand over your heart. And just notice if you're able to connect with it right now. Does it feel open, mostly open? Somewhat open? Does it feel closed? And just see if you can notice without any judgment, if possible. And if it feels difficult to connect with your heart right now, simply set an intention to connect with it and see what happens. So connecting with our heart as best we can, however that feels, will begin this practice of forgiveness by my teacher, Eric Holvig. So forgiveness should never be forced. We do this practice only within your comfort zone. And it's also fine not to do it at all. If forgiveness right now isn't up for you, you can practice loving kindness phrases or just practice concentration, bringing your attention back to an anchor. Whatever works for you right now. And as I recite these forgiveness phrases, just see if you can allow these words to come through your heart, not through your mind. So to begin, let's think of ways in which you have harmed yourself or harmed others. It's better to begin with minor things, not big acts of harming. So just ways that you've hurt yourself or hurt others. And as best as you're able to do so, extend forgiveness to yourself for this harming by saying these phrases or feeling this energy through your heart. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. So allowing those words to wash over your heart and notice any sensations, feelings, thoughts that might be present as you reflect on the harm you've caused yourself and others, and now offering forgiveness for that. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself right now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. So slowly beginning to open our heart to ourselves through our imperfection, our flaws, our unskillfulness. That we can always begin again. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a teacher, still learning life's lessons. I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. noticing whatever is arising in your experience and meeting that with as much kindness and compassion as you can. As we gently now transition to thinking of ways in which others have harmed you, again, beginning with minor harms. And as far as you're able to do so, extending forgiveness to them. Just as I allow myself to be imperfect, so I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you also to make mistakes. I allow you to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive you. And if I cannot forgive you right now, may I forgive you sometime in the future. And noticing any sensations, feelings, thoughts. As you think of this person who has caused you harm, recognizing their humanity. Just as I allow myself to be imperfect, so I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you also to make mistakes. I allow you to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive you. And if I cannot forgive you now, may I forgive you sometime in the future. And so noticing what's happening in your heart right now. If in offering this forgiveness, your heart actually feels ready to do so or not. And whatever you find is totally okay. Just as I allow myself to be imperfect, so I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you also to make mistakes. I allow you to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive you. And if I cannot forgive you now, may I forgive you sometime in the future. Taking a deep breath in as we transition to asking forgiveness from others for the harm that we have caused to them. And just noticing maybe a sense of humility, shame maybe, but being vulnerable enough to ask forgiveness for harm you have caused them. Please allow me to be imperfect. Please allow me to make mistakes. Please allow me to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. Please forgive me. And if you cannot forgive me now, please try to forgive me sometime in the future. Again, noticing any sensations or emotions or thoughts that arise as you ask forgiveness of someone that you have caused harm to. Please allow me to be imperfect. Please allow me to make mistakes. Please allow me to be a learner still learning life's lessons. Please forgive me. And if you cannot forgive me now, please try to forgive me sometime in the future. So recognizing our own humanity, when we have become unskillful in our relationships, please allow me to be imperfect. Please allow me to make mistakes. Please allow me to be a learner still learning life's lessons. Please forgive me. And if you cannot forgive me now, please try to forgive me sometime in the future. Oftentimes, forgiveness is seen as a way of clearing the heart of its burden. The burden that it carries, whether it's holding a grudge or feeling like we're awful because of the harm we've caused, it actually frees our own heart to forgive. So taking a deep breath as we transition into this practice of compassion. So reconnecting to earth beneath you, the sky above you, the ancestors at your back. Let's bring to mind ourselves, either as an adult or as a child, and allowing the light energy from your pure heart to flow to as we offer these phrases of self-compassion. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I'm suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself and others. And may I trust that what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me. Again, being aware of sensation, emotion, thought. As we offer ourselves gentleness, kindness, and love, may I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I'm suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself and others. May I trust that what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me. Just imagining a way of just holding yourself with such tenderness. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I am suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself or others. And may I trust that what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me. Taking a deep breath here as we gently transition an offering of compassion towards a being that we love deeply, a being that feels so easy to love, like a family member, a friend, or a pet. And allow the light of your innate goodness to flow to this being as we offer these compassion phrases. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you're suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. May you trust that what you're experiencing in this life is this life is living through you and is not you. Noticing again any sensations, feelings, thoughts that may be arising as you offer this beloved space to be who they are. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you're suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. And then lastly, bringing to mind a family member, a friend, a colleague that you might find annoying or challenging to be with right now. And see if you can extend compassion to them. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you're suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. May you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. So as you imagine this being in your life whose behavior you find annoying or challenging to be with right now, see if you can just expand your heart enough to recognize their humanity and offer them compassion. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. Deep breath in as we transition to extending the deepest, most expansive compassion to all beings everywhere, in all directions, without exception. Creating this field of compassion for all beings around this planet. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. May you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. Just imagining a world where everyone has this expanse to be who they are and be gentle with who they are, no matter what. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you're suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. May you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. So taking a couple of nice deep breaths here, reconnecting with the earth through your feet, whatever parts of your body are connected to the floor. Reconnecting with the sky, the universe, the heavens, through the crown of your head. Feeling the support and love of the ancestors, wise and bright, at your back. Just seeing if you can carry that support with you even as we transition to the next activity. Carry it throughout your day.